Welcome to the Crewcast, where we cruise through this week's biggest topics. We're your hosts, Shia Fafore,
Beau Bender,
and Matt Kimmick.
And his girl is behind the mic. Say hi, Skell.
Hello.
Hey, Father Chris, how are you today?
I'm very well. How's it going?
It's going great. So what are our words of wisdom for this week?
The words of wisdom for this week is whatever happens, remember God doesn't abandon anyone. And never forget that, Crewcast, or whatever you do this week, just remember, go out there knowing that God is with you and is always going to be with you.
Amen. Thank you, Father Chris, for those wise words.
You're welcome. God's peace, and let's remain united in prayer.
Let's talk about the events for this week. So it's going to be a green week. On Monday, we got middle school volleyball at Trinity in Longview. Tuesday, varsity volleyball will be at home against Leverage Chapel.
Yeah, pull up.
Yeah, pull up and support, you know. We haven't had a home game in a while, so.
I know, and they've all been on Friday during football games.
Do we know the theme for that game?
I actually don't know. You're going to have to ask the crew leaders.
Yeah.
Get to the crew leaders on the theme.
All right, so Wednesday, we got a mass day. Middle school has a one-night play tryouts right after school. There's a booster club meeting from 6 to 7, and then there's a PTO meeting starting at 7. Thursday, we got senior application drive for TJC. PSIA tryouts are during log advisory, and middle school football will be playing at TCA Willow Park. Friday, volleyball will be at Elysian Fields. And football is hosting TCA. The theme is blackout, so yeah, make sure to pull up. Saturday, middle school has a cross-country meet at Hallsville. And that's it for the week.
All right, thank you, Matthias. And now for the birthdays coming up this week. On September 15th, we have Peter Q. On September 18th, we have Cohen S. On September 19th, we have our very own host, Matthias Kimmick. Happy birthday, Matthias.
Thank you.
And then also on September 19th, we have Daniel O and Gabriel K. On September 20th, we have Valkyra D. On September 21st, we have Jace A. And then also on September 21st, we have Josiah M. Happy birthday to all these students.
All right, our special guest for this week's interview is head football coach, Coach Burns, and we'll be talking about our most recent game against Founders Classical Academy. What's up, Coach?
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
I can't complain.
All right, so what do you think your favorite part of coaching this team is?
My favorite part of coaching a team would be, we have a lot of talent and a lot of pieces around us. So being able to put them together and then seeing it gel and seeing how you drew it up in your brain and seeing it, translate to the field. That's the best part.
Yeah. Makes sense. What do you think our biggest strength has been this year?
I think our biggest strength is coming from our skill guys. We have a real strong receiver core with some new additions. Mm-hmm. And then also our running backs. We have a lot of weapons right now in the skill position. So I say that's our strongest piece.
I think the running backs are pretty good.
Yeah, who are those new additions?
Bo Bender is.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey.
Then you also have Jeremiah and our Carlin are coming along. So they're great additions to the team.
But they are.
All right. How's it looking coming into week three? We're about to play Crossroads.
So it's looking good. Crossroads is a very hard-nosed, strong team. They run a lot of power, right at you, in your face type of football. But we're prepared. The scouting report for them, we've been drilling with the guys and drilling it as a team. So I think we're ready to go, locked and loaded, to be 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and y'all make sure you pull up on Friday to the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the volleyball game. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Volleyball game, yes.
All right, what do you think the biggest competition will be in district moving forward?
Biggest competition, can I say more than one? All right, it would be, DC and Dallas Christian. I'm sorry, Dallas Christian and Covenant. Sorry, excuse me.
It's okay.
But they're both really two tough schools who are at the top of the district. You never know, you know, what they're going to have, you know, talent-wise, but their history, you know, proves it for themselves. So those are two tough matchups in the district, which we're, I'm always looking forward to playing the best and seeing how our guys, you know, show up against some, you know, top talent. But, you know, of course, with DC being, what, 4 or 5 years in a row state champs in our district, that's always,
light work.
Always great. Yeah,
that's light always work great.
All right, so, you know, this is your third year now. What improvement have you been seeing in the team just year to year? What's a bit different this year?
The biggest improvement is, you know, they're learning how to react when I yell at them. No, I'm just playing. The biggest improvement is the system. We're changing, you know, you change systems. Anything in the time there's something new or, you know, a new philosophy or new coaching style, whatever it may be, new plays. It's the way they're adapting, you know, to the system and starting to get it down. And we're allowed to play a lot faster, and because we know it, so we're allowed to play it faster, and we're scoring touchdowns at a high level, trying to bring an exciting brand of football to Gorman, and you know, it's always the biggest change. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast this week. Yeah, we'll hope to get a win on Friday.
Yes. Thank you, Coach Burns.
Thank you. Good luck, Coach.
Good luck to you too, Bo.
Thank you.
And you, Matthias, since you're also on the team. All right, let's ask Bo a few of your dilemmas that you submitted this past week. All right, so Bo, I want to ask a girl to hoko, but I'm scared. What do I do? Says a middle high school boy. I mean,
I think you should ask her, because the worst she can say is no, but you have nothing to lose, so go for it. Have some fun.
Okay, but what if she says no in a really mean way?
Well, we go to a school where everyone's really friends, so I doubt that would happen.
Okay, all right.
Good question, though.
All right, so we got another one for you, Bo. It's an interesting question. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized elephants or 1 elephant-sized duck, and why? Please consider this carefully.
It's a very good question. I think I would rather fight 100, is it duck-sized elephants?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather fight 100 duck-sized elephants because I think I would have absolutely no chance against a giant duck, but a better chance against some small elephants, even though it's 100 of them.
Sounds like you but put a lot like, of thought into this.
Yeah. but I feel like the elephants would still be really strong, though, even though they're duck-sized.
If you think about it, it's still like a duck. Like, it might
yeah,
be
it's
big,
a duck.
But,
but it could eat me, though.
That's a good point. I feel like Bo could take 100 duck-sized elephants.
Yeah, I don't know. You probably could. And also, elephants can't fly, but ducks can, so it'd be like a dragon.
A giant duck can fly and eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Good answer, Bo.
That's it for Ask Bo this week. Make sure to fill out your Google Forms next week so we can get some more questions from you.
Yes. We love seeing them this week.
Thank you for cruising through the week with us on the third episode of the CooCast. Tune in next week so you don't have to ask yourself,
what did I miss?